views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Real estate made easy with the Toner Team is paid for by Toner Team at Keller Williams Center.
That is exactly right. This is Real Estate Made Easy by the Toner Team at Keller Williams Realty Center. By the way, this is our third show on WCBM, and we're going to keep doing this show until either the FCC throws us off or them people out there in Minnesota get tired of protests and they come out and protest here. Otherwise, we're on the air, baby. There, and they're right. See, because this is, as Angela, my bride, knows, having my own radio show has been it's a dream come true for me.
Or it could be a hellish nightmare.
That's true. You know, listening to me and Angela talk, me anyway, talk for 50 minutes, could be a hellish nightmare. So mm-hmm. dream come true or hellish nightmare. Mm. You decide. That's what our whole show is about. But today, our show really truly is, though, about trying to help folks make it easier to buy or sell a home. It is, don't let this get out too far, but buying or selling a home is kind of expensive and stressful. Psychologists rank it as one of the top sources of stress, especially if you're doing both at the same time. And we cannot promise that we will make it completely easy, start to finish, a zero stress. However, with the right agent and the right plan, you can definitely cut down on the stress quite a bit, as well as if we make it a little bit fun every now and then. Mm. That doesn't hurt either. What do you
Woo-hoo.
Think, Tuts?
Let's make it fun. Sounds good to me.
That is exactly right. So we are, she's all about the fun. So today's show, one of the things that can be stressful in buying or selling a home is pricing. Figure as a home seller, how do you determine an accurate and attractive home price? And as a home buyer, how can you tell if a price is a legitimate price, what should you actually offer to pay? And that's a good topic. We had a seminar this morning earlier at a public library and had a lot of questions on pricing and whatnot. And one of the things that people ask is, what's the market like? What is our current market looking like? And so I've got some statistics I can cite for you here. But the main thing I want to reiterate, we mentioned it last time, was that when asked the question, when is the best time to buy or sell, my answer for 35 years has been whenever it's the right time for you. So if the market's incredibly good to sell, but you don't need to move, you shouldn't. And if the market is kind of tough, which it looks like we're coming into a little bit of a slower market, but it's still the right time for you to sell, then you go ahead and sell. But when it's a tougher market, as we may be heading into, it looks like, all that means is that the things that you're generally supposed to do in any market just become a little bit more important in a market that's slowing down. And so for the last 4 years or so, we have been in a blisteringly hot surface of the sun seller market where you put a house out on the market for sale. And first weekend, you got multiple offers, over asking price. You get to pick and choose which one you want. And that is starting to no longer be the case. As we pointed out in the seminar this morning, one of the statistics that we have that, you know, that the experts use to track the real estate market, there's a couple of them. I have a chart right here. Wish I could show it to you, but we've got county by county in Baltimore City, it shows the comparison of 2025 sales to 2024 sales. Were prices up, were prices down, et cetera. And so every jurisdiction around us, prices were up. Some by a little bit, 1.4% up in Frederick County, or 6.6% up in Baltimore City. That was the highest. But in the Baltimore area, the average home price in 2025 versus the prior year, it was up 3.1%. So that's good news if you're a homeowner. And actually, if you're a home buyer, it's not terrible news either, because we had been seeing price increases close to double digits for a few years in a row. And but now they're slowing down a bit. The higher interest rates have slowed that down some, although the interest rates are getting down there a bit, getting closer to 6% now. But year over year, the number of home sales in our region was actually down 1.5%, with the biggest decrease in Prince George's County. They were down 10.9% from 2024. And the best jurisdiction there was Carroll County, actually. Their home sales were up by 2.3%. They had 1,866 sales last year versus 1,824 the prior year. But here's the column that we're talking about at the moment, and that is the time it takes to sell a home. We call that days on market, or DOM in real estate. And if you look back a couple of years, the average time it took to sell a home was like 10 days everywhere. It's like you put a house on the market on one day, and within 10 days, on average, that home will be under contract. And that number is starting to change. Every jurisdiction around us saw an increase in the length of time it took to sell a home. The average time is 28 days from time it goes on the market until it goes under contract. And previously, the prior year, it was 21 days. So that may not seem like a big jump. However, when it takes longer to sell a home, that is one of the statistics that the experts, the so-called experts, say is an early sign that the market is beginning to slow down. So what do you think, Angela? Have you seen the market slowing down any?
I sure have. Yeah. Houses have been sitting longer on the market, even a couple of our listings. I mean, typically we get an offer after the first weekend. But now it seems like it's taking two or maybe even three weekends to get an offer on our listings. And it seems like that's the case with most others as well. And the competition isn't quite as great. So this is good news for buyers. Instead of, you know, a couple of years ago, we would get 8, 9, 10 offers. And so buyers were competing with that many other buyers. But lately, we're just getting one or two or three offers. So
there you go. By the way, I need to give you the station number here if you want to call in. And you do want to call in. Mm-hmm. I'll give you three reasons why. I mean, one, the number is 410-922-6680, and the reason why you want to call, there's three reasons. One, because you have a real estate question that we could help with. Or number two, if you're funny, because definitely, even if you don't have, if it's completely unrelated to real estate, but you're funny enough, we'll definitely put you on the air. Or three, if you have sympathy for my bride, who otherwise doesn't want to listen to me talk for 53 minutes solid. She does that enough at home. So, you know, actually, that's one of the reasons we have this show, is just to give my dear sweet wife a break from listening to me, so that maybe you have to listen to me. But if you call in, then we'll listen to you. How about that? So, but yeah, so it's taking longer and longer to sell homes, and it's not a big move at the moment. But I've been doing this long enough. Started in 1989, and since then I have seen every kind of market out there, and I've seen markets where the average time it took to sell a home was 4.5-5 months.
Wow.
And that's on average.
Wow.
So that means if you got a listing that's a little bit slow to sell, you could renew a 6-month listing like three times. It was crazy. That was back in the 90s. That was probably the slowest market I've seen, or right after the 2008 stock market crash. That was that was kind of a tough thing there. And so when we're talking about pricing your home, there's a couple of things to keep in mind. I think the number one thing is this, and actually going back to that post crash market, 2009, 2010, 2011. That's actually a decent reference point for selling in a slowing market or in a fairly tough market. And what happened back then was this, is that people got used to a certain price point. Let's say, in my seminars on the radio, every house is worth $500,000. That way I don't have to think up math on my top of my head. So they all are $500,000 value. Although that would have been high back in 08. But in any event, so back then, if your house was worth $500,000 in 2007, because you looked it up on Zillow, but you weren't selling. And then 2 years later in 2009, you needed to sell. People were locked into that $500,000 value. And if it would not sell at that, if you needed to get your price down to $440,000, $435,000.
Wow.
But you were mentally thinking $500,000. You're like, hey, I just lost all this money.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But the thing is that it wasn't that you lost it. It's that you weren't selling back then. You sell at the value where the market is.
Yeah.
And the number one mistake that homeowners make when they're putting their house on the market in terms of price is what, Angela?
They price it too high.
It's true. It is true. In our seminar, we talk about this principle called, the psychological principle called ownership bias. Mm. And whenever you own anything, whether it's a house or an original Beatles album or, you know, an old VW, what have you, we all have an ownership bias to inflate the value of whatever it is that we own. And we overprice it in our mind. And when we overprice anything and we overprice a home, the problem is there's a public record of how long it's on the market. And so that days on market counter, that length of time that a house has been for sale, is it puts the public on notice, the home buyers on notice, hey, this house has been on the market for a long time. So you start out, if your house is worth $500,000, but you decide, let's just try to see what we can get. Let's test the Star Trek price, you know, go where no home price strategy has ever gone before, right? So you start out $600,000, no bites, $575,000, $550,000, you keep cutting the price. And then finally, today your house is on the market where it should have started at $500,000. Mm-hmm. And there's another house just like yours. Same condition, same square feet, same school district. And they started out at $500,000. So they're on the market for 3 days. You're on the market for 203 days. When buyers see those two houses, Angela, what are they thinking?
They're going to think, my goodness, what in the world is wrong with that one house? Why has it been on the market for over 200 days? I think I'll go check out the one that's only been on the market for 3 days, and it's only $500,000.
Yeah, right, exactly. Or I'll give the dog-eared listing a low-ball offer and see if they bite. And by the time they've been on the market that long, they actually may bite at that low price.
They just might. They would take a lot lower
price. That is kind of a sad thing, and that is true. So one of the biggest mistakes. But how can you tell when a price is accurate? How can you tell? You know, it's and I'd be interested in any WCBM listeners out there. What struggles have you had trying to figure out the price of your home? Or have you ever looked up your home on, say, Zillow or Redfin or any of those sites, Realtor.com, and looked up your home's value? And do you think that those sites are accurate? We got an opinion from our seminar attendees this morning, but I'd love to hear your opinion. But what happens is when the one tool that we have used for a while, we actually came up with it years ago, we call it our AccuPrice analysis. And it's actually registered with the U.S. Office of Patents and Trademarks. But the AccuPrice not only takes a look at the competitive sales, the other homes similar to yours that have been on the market and sold, square feet, same school district, that sort of a thing. But in addition, we look at the ratio between the different homes' tax assessment value versus their actual sales price. Every home has a tax assessment value, and that's set by the county. It's not set by realtors. There's no bias in it. It's not always perfect, but it's within a reasonable margin of error. And so we take the tax assessment value of the homes that sell. We don't just look at the comparable sales, but we look at the assessed values of those homes and compare those to the assessed value of your home. And when we use that tool, we can drill down and get a lot more precise in terms of what the likely sale value range is on any home. We do this for our sellers every single time, but for buyers, if it's uncertain or not sure if the house has, you know, been on the market for a while, if the house is on the market fresh and there's a lot of competition, you're going to pay what the asking price is or above. But when we're setting a price for a seller, we're going to take a look not only at the comparable sale values, but look at that tax assessment ratio. Because if other homes are selling for, say, 119% of their tax assessment value, and you want a price that's what have you, you know, say $550, $400, doesn't matter. If the assessed value, if the assessment value shows that you're asking for, like, a, say, 142, 145% ratio, and nobody's come close to that, that's an indication that your price is on
it
the high side.
It is priced too high.
That is exactly right. So I have, by the way, Angela, I think I clued you in on this earlier. Part of what I love, want to do with our show, if we could, is be the car talk of real estate.
Yeah.
I love the click and clack, the Tabit Brothers on NPR for so many years. And they used to have something they called a puzzler.
Okay.
And so I looked up one of their puzzlers that has to do with real estate. So here's the puzzle about the full yard. A guy buys a house. House was perfect, just what he wanted, except the backyard was just dirt, which is not great. And he was planning on, he bought his house into May. He's planning on having a big July 4th celebration, but he's got a yard full of dirt. So what's he do? He goes to the local nursery, talks to the salesman, say, hey, I got to buy some grass because it's almost June 1st and I got to have a party on July the 4th. What do I do? Well, the nursery salesman tries to sell him sod. Nope, too expensive. Then he offers various seeds that he could use. Nope, they're going to take too long. Then the nursery salesman says, hey, we have this new product. Of course, we have a new product. And it just came in a few months ago. You may be interested. It's a plug of grass that's about the size of your fist. You plant this plug of grass in the middle of your dirt in a central location, and every day it doubles in size.
Ooh.
He says, let's see how many you would need. And so they take measurements. The salesman figures it out. He says, okay, well, based on this diagram, to grow the lawn that you need in 30 days, you only need just one plug. The customer, right.
What?
So the customer says, even if I plant just this one on June 1st, by June 30th, I'll have a full lawn? Guy says, yep, according to my calculations, that is correct. Then the customer says, that's great, then that's what I'll do. And then the salesman says, oh, one more thing. You have to be sure that once your lawn is in place, you have to spray the edges with this arrestor spray so it doesn't continue to grow and grow up the side of your house and take over the neighborhood.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so, okay. And so the master says, no, you sure did the math correctly. Salesman says, yep, you plant this one plug and in 30 days, you'll have a full lawn in your backyard. Customer says, great, but just to be on the safe side, I want two.
Oh.
So the salesman sells them two. So, audience, WCBM listeners, here's the puzzler question of the day. If he plants two plugs on June the 1st instead of one, how, you know, one plug would have him a full lawn in 30 days. But if he plants two plugs, how long will it take to have a full lawn before he needs to spray it with the arrestor spray? If you got the answer, call in. The number is 410-922-6680. You'd think I'd know the number. I listen to the station all the time. But there you go. So that's our puzzler for the day. And now it is actually time for a word from our sponsor, us.
Thinking of selling your home and feeling stressed about getting it ready? We can make it easier and lower your stress.
Oh, so should listeners just call 911?
No, John. They should get a pre-sale checkup. First, go to tonerteam.homes and click the schedule a visit button. Next, we stop by for a casual visit, pointing out low-cost, easy fix-ups that give you the most bang for your buck. And often, you may think you need to fix up certain things that you really don't need to. Many sellers find their fix-up list is shorter after a pre-sale checkup. Plus, you can get a copy of my preferred contractor's list.
So you visit tonerteam.homes, that's T-O-N-E-R, team.homes, schedule a pre-sale checkup, learn which items you should and shouldn't fix up, and then get Angela's preferred contractor list?
Yeah, John. I just said that.
Wow! That really is better than calling 911.
And if you aren't thinking of selling but have friends or family who are, tell them to go to tonerteam.homes and click schedule a meeting so they can lower their stress by getting a free pre-sale checkup.
Man, that just sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. In fact, it's so funny, Ange, when we were in the break room there eating lunch before the show, I was listening. I can't remember the financial planner on just before us. I don't remember their names, but they mentioned about a financial x-ray and how if you're planning for retirement, then, you know, you should have somebody who knows what they're doing look over your investments and look over your portfolio to make sure you're making wise moves and you know, doing good things with your money. And in many ways, that's really what the pre-sale checkup is about, too. It's like helping you figure out. In fact, when we were at the seminar, that is one of the big things that people lock in on is how do we get our home in good shape? And it's one of the big stressful things that people have.
Right.
And so to get a pre-sale checkup, if you're thinking about selling in 6 months or 2 years even, most of the time when people call us for one of those, they are calling about, you know, they're calling to get it ready before. I mean, they're not ready to get on the market in a day or two. They're trying to get a plan together for selling in a year or two.
Yep.
But hold on a second. So let's take a call. We have Don in Owings Mills. Don, I believe you're on the air.
Yeah, so I was just calling in about the quiz.
Yeah.
I'm guessing 30 days.
Interesting. That's kind of, I'm not good. I don't want to give too much away. That is not, well, I looked this up on the old Car Talk show on the, their Puzzler site, and that's not the answer that they have on the Puzzler site. So I am going to not give you the prize, which I did not disclose, but the prize would be a heartfelt and warm virtual handshake over the air.
I was going to say a new car, but okay.
Yeah. Darn.
Yeah.
Well,
oh, anyway, it reminds me of a tale years ago. Friend of ours would, anyway, I'd better not go there. This had to do with a guy guilty of felonies. He got his life together later on, but he was hilarious. He would talk about how, just tell us, you know, what car you want, you know, Cadillac, SUV, whatever, and, you know, we'll go down to the stadium and pick you up one night because he had been pulled over. But we're not going to do that because that would be...
Oops.
That would be not
really
correct. But anyway, Don, appreciate you calling in. Anything else you got to say?
That's all. Thank you.
You take care.
You too.
So, well, at least Don gave me practice on how to answer a call and drop it. But anyway, so we'll just put that out there again. The puzzle, I won't take the long setup, but basically a guy is going to plant he needs a lawn in 30 days. And the nursery salesman says you can plant one plug in your yard. It'll double in size every day. And in 30 days, you need to spray it with a rester because you'll have a full lawn. And the guy says, great, but he decides, just to be sure, I'm kind of in a hurry, I'm going to plant two plugs to start. So if he plants two plugs to start instead of one, if one plug would take 30 days, doubling every day, to fill his yard, how long would it take two plugs to fill his yard? You can call in 410-922-6680, and you too could win a... warm virtual handshake over the air. Exactly.
So, John, can I ask you a couple of questions about, like, pricing and that kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what are some of the things that do influence price?
Sure, absolutely. Well, the things that influence price, the four big ones, of course, you got location, you have the amenities of the house. Like, does it have a finished basement or not? Does it have a basement at all? Is it finished or not? Does it have a garage? Is it an attached or detached garage? Finally, the competition. So those are the four things: the location, the condition, the amenities, and the competition. But of those four, you might ask, which is the most important for a home seller to pay attention to? So I'll ask you, of those four, location, condition, amenities, like does it have a finished basement or not, and the competition, which one do we emphasize with home sellers?
Well, so the thing about, I used to be a buyer agent on our team. Now our son Sam is the buyer agent on our team. And when I would go through a house with buyers, I would always point out to them, look at the things that are unchangeable. And so number one, location is one of those things that is unchangeable. You can't change that. If you buy a house in a certain neighborhood, you can't change it. Features, amenities, things like that. Some of those things you can change and some of those things you can't change. Some of those things maybe you can change, but it costs a whole lot of money, like, you know, to finish a basement. If you want a finished basement, but everything else in a house is perfect, but it doesn't have a finished basement, you can always finish a basement. It might cost you a little bit of money, but it can happen. Competition, there's nothing you can do about that. But the second thing you mentioned, condition, that is probably one of the biggest influences on price of a home and if a buyer is willing to submit an offer on that house, is the condition of the home.
Absolutely. Yeah, because you can't, usually when you're talking about location, your agent is helping you determine a price and they're using comparable sales mm-hmm. that are all in the same neighborhood.
Right.
So you think, well, our neighborhood is great. It's like close to the library. It's close to, you know, Lenny's Kosher Bagels, whatever. And whatever your house is, all the other sales have the same location advantages.
Right.
And competition on the market, there's either going to be a lot or a little, but you cannot control.
Right.
You know, you put your house on the market and all of a sudden seven neighbors put theirs up too. I mean, that's what it always feels like anyway. But the condition is one thing that you can change. In fact, actually, when you mentioned condition, Angela, so let's mention this. I was curious, under the pricing category, I brought to the studio here just the other day, in one day, we got two letters in the mail offering to buy our house. It happens all the time. I don't know if any WCBM listeners ever get that, but we sure do.
If you ever have gotten that, go ahead and give us a call.
Yeah, exactly. 410-992-6680. And if you believe them or not, but we get those letters. And one guy, he offered, it even looked like a contract. If I didn't know what I was doing, it looked like a legitimate contract where I just sign it and send it back.
Hmm.
And they offered a price of $336,100 on a house that I know is almost for sure close to $480 in value. And he's offering like way less in the mail, but they're trying to buy it as is, where is. And so we have an interesting story. So the one question is, what about pricing your house if you just don't want to fix it up at all? The condition's horrible. You just don't have the time, money, patience, et cetera, to go ahead and fix it up. And I remember that one couple. Don't want to mention names.
Mm-hmm.
And usually we tell people that if you want to sell your house completely as is, almost always it's a better idea to fix it up at least to some extent. But that couple was in a bind where they couldn't fix it up. Tell them about that.
Well, the husband was sick. He was in a wheelchair. The wife was tired. She was working full time, getting ready to retire. And she just didn't have the energy to fix up this house. And so I went in there and did a pre-sale checkup for them, and I said, and their house had been Well, it hadn't been maintained for a while because, you know, the husband was sick. You know,
right.
He just didn't, he wasn't able to fix up the house. And she was just, you know, too busy with work and taking care of him. And, I mean, it was kind of a little bit of a sad story.
It was very sad.
And so I told him, well, you know, if you want to get top dollar, it really needs to be in top condition, and you should paint these rooms and do this in the kitchen and do that and do this and do that. And she looked at me and just was like, oh my gosh, really? And I said, well, you can do a couple of other, you know, just the bare minimal fixes, but we can't ask top dollar. And she said, well, okay. And I gave her the contact information for some of my contractors. And she contacted one or two and just decided that it just was too much.
Well, they couldn't do it too because Mr. Homer, the husband, like you say, he was wheelchair bound. He never came upstairs.
He never came upstairs. And, he lived in the basement.
And they only had a half bath in the basement, not a full bath. So he's down there. And they couldn't have contractors in the house doing work while they were there. And they had a son from, I think, North, it was one of the Carolinas, I believe it was North Carolina, or maybe a daughter and a son-in-law, I can't remember which is. They had a child who was married, and they were going to move to the Carolinas to be closer to that child, but they couldn't, they had to get the equity out of their home in order to be able to buy something in North Carolina.
Yep.
Right? And so, you know, that was a sad case. So we told them, we can buy your house. We'll pay you a all, you know, cash price, and we'll settle whenever you want to. And so you can show buyers in North Carolina, you can tell your agent down there when you're looking to buy homes down there that your home is under contract. It's a cash contract. Home inspections are waived. There's nothing that could dissuade this contract from settling, and we'll settle whenever you need to coincide, you know, a day or two before the purchase down there, so you can buy that house, and you can, you know, make it a cash offer without any contingency on a loan, which was attractive to their purchase down there. And so that's how we ended up doing it. And we did our best. When we get that situation where somebody is, because we are investors as well as real estate agents, but to be honest with you, almost every single time selling to an investor, whether it's us or another investor, that's typically in most scenarios, that's not your best deal. It's not in your best interest. But in their case, because of their special circumstances, they wanted to move. They had to sell it. They didn't want any buyers coming through their house at all with that sick husband in the basement.
Right. It was sad. It really was. And we, when we came in there and submitted the offer for them and gave them all those, all that flexibility, they were just so grateful. She just thanked me. Every time I saw her, thank you so much for helping us out with this. And it was just, I mean, we were just really just glad to help them out, you know. And anyway.
Well, that was a win-win thing.
But it was a win-win.
Yeah. So, but sometimes, but the thing is, one of the lessons there is that in terms of pricing, because again, this is real estate made easy, and we're trying to help people figure out how to make the different stresses of selling easier. And so one of those stresses is knowing how to price right. And so the thing is that, you know, if the price always needs to match the condition.
Yep.
Any home will sell at the right price.
Correct.
And nothing will sell at the wrong price.
Correct.
So, you know, that's kind of the lesson there. But sometimes it can make sense to sell as is for a discounted price. Another, I mean, oftentimes if somebody's just emotionally drained, I remember that one time we had a son, his mom had died. It was an estate sale, and he was the only child. That was a townhome off of in Columbia somewhere, the townhome.
Okay.
And he, you know, he called, you know, he got a letter from us. He called me and he said he wanted to sell it as an investment. I remember a classic example. It was years ago. There was a Ravens game on Sunday afternoon. I kind of was sad to be meeting with a potential client during a Ravens game. Anyway, I made him the offer that I've made so many other people before. Here's offer A, what we can buy your house for as is, where is, cash, as an investor. And then offer B, this is what we can help you sell your house for if you put in the right investment stuff and we can guide and counsel you there. And I offer B, I mean, I don't remember the numbers off the top of my head, but offer B was probably going to put like $65,000 more cash in his pocket. And I was sure that he was going to hire us to sell his house. But in that case, he was just so emotionally spent dealing with his mom's house. And he just didn't want to do it anymore. He just wanted to hand somebody the keys, take a check, and walk away. And so, but I don't, I mean, I felt good about it because I'm showing him in black and white what he's missing. And he said, oh, it's okay. I'll like that Steve Miller song, I'll take the money and run, right?
Yeah.
So there you go on that one. So it is true. The puzzler, I'm going to give this puzzler one more time. We're going to get a winner today. I may revive it for next week because I don't want to give away my answer here yet. But yeah, so the puzzler is a guy goes, he buys a house, loves a home. It's all dirt backyard. He needs grass quick in 30 days for a July 4 picnic or party. And the salesman says, we have this special product. You buy one plug of grass, put it in the middle of your yard, it doubles every day, and in 30 days, your yard will be full, and you got to spray it with the arrestor so it doesn't overrun your house. And the guy says, that sounds great, but I'll take two, because I'm in a hurry. So how long, if one plug doubling every day would take 30 days to fill his yard, but he starts with two plugs, how many days does it take to fill his yard? That's the question. You call in WCBM 410. 992-6680, and you'll be our lucky winner of the day if you got the right answer.
Yeah, so somebody call in, get the right answer, because I have no idea.
All part of my master plan. So, Angela.
Yes,
John? Do we have a word from our sponsor, us?
We do. Thinking of selling your home and feeling stressed about getting it ready? We can make it easier and lower your stress.
Well, should they just, like, listeners call 911?
No, John. They should get a pre-sale checkup.
Oh, yeah.
First, go to tonerteam.homes and click the schedule a visit button.
Sweet.
Next, we stop by for a casual visit, pointing out low-cost, easy fix-ups that give you the most bang for your buck.
Man.
And often, you may think you need to fix up certain things that you really don't. Whoa. Many sellers find their fix-up list is shorter after a pre-sale checkup.
Sweet!
Plus, you get my copy of my preferred contractors list.
So, you just visit tonerteam.homes, that's T-O-N-E-R-team.homes, schedule a pre-sale checkup, learn which items you should and shouldn't fix up, and then get Angela's preferred contractor list?
Yeah, John. I just said that.
Wow! That really is better than calling 911.
And if you aren't thinking of selling, but have friends or family who are, tell them to go to tonerteam.homes and click schedule a visit so they can lower their stress by getting a free pre-sale checkup.
Man, we're just too good to people. I'm just so wonderful. Yes, sirree. So we got a caller here we're going to go to in a minute. But also want to reiterate, so that pre-sale checkup, yeah, it's appropriate if you're getting ready to put your house on the market in 2 weeks. But it's even more helpful and will reduce more stress the earlier you get it. I mean, if you're selling 10 years from now, it's probably too early. But if you're selling in a year or two, it's a perfect time
Absolutely.
To have us come check out your house. So we have another caller. So I'm hoping I'm going to get Darlene in Baltimore County. Let's see. Darlene, is that you?
Yes, it is.
So what do you have to tell us?
Now, unless this grass grows like compound interest on a bank, you know, that kind of stuff. I would say 15 days.
That is a wonderful answer, Darlene. And
but
according
wrong.
To the Car Talk website, that is actually not the correct answer. So we have a guess of 30, and we have a guess of 15.
Darn, Darlene, I was counting on you.
Yeah, me too, really. Yeah, exactly, because Angela still doesn't know.
Because I still don't know the answer.
It's all a great mystery.
I need somebody to tell me.
But listen, Darlene, thanks for calling in. By the way, Darlene, Honest Engine, we really are launching this show from the ground up. We're trying to help. In our business for 35 years, we've done everything we can to make real estate low stress and make it easier for people when they're buying or selling. So if you have any ideas or questions about, you know, how we could help people on our show in future shows, go ahead and call in again, okay?
I will do that. Thank you.
Thank you
have
so
a good
much.
Thank you, dear. Bye.
All righty.
Good luck to the next person.
Yeah, there you
I
go.
Know, right?
All righty.
Thank
bye.
You. Bye.
Okay, so now we are going to take, I believe this is Alan in Dundalk. Alan, is that you?
Yes, it is.
All righty.
One question. How big is the backyard?
I'm not going to tell. No, actually, honestly, I don't even know.
Does it matter?
It's not in the...
Absolutely.
Okay, well, that's interesting.
If the backyard is 1,000 square foot, it would take 8 days. If it was 2,000 square foot, it would take 9.
Ooh.
So, you're getting close. You got the right logic, Alan. And poor Doug holding on to Westminster. You hang on there, Doug. I'll give you one more shot, and then we'll go to Doug. But let me restate
the size of the backyard.
Let me restate the parameters. Okay.
Go ahead.
The salesman at the nursery took the measurements.
Mm-hmm.
And based on his measurements and his calculations, he said one plug will fill your yard in 30 days.
Mm.
30 days. Okay.
So do the math.
So Darn. How many days will two plugs take?
In 30 days, it's over 1 million square foot in 30 days.
Huh?
It's over 1 million square foot in 30 days. Because 20th power is 1 million.
Oh, gosh.
So... I'll tell you right now, Alan, I'll give it to you, 2 to the 20th power. I even when I take off my shoes, I can't figure out that one. So you definitely took more math in school than I did. But I think you're on the right track, but you didn't quite get there. I think you probably would, but I am going
to I'd have to say because it's less than 1 million square foot,
Uh-huh.
It would probably take approximately 10 days.
10 days, okay.
2,000 square foot.
Okay, well, that's you got the right logic, but you're not quite there, so I'm going to, again, I'll say with Darlene, our show is not, I mean, I want it to be funny and entertaining, but also to help relieve stress on real estate. So if you listen in the future and you have an idea or a question or a friend does and they're stressing out, give us a call. We'll tailor a show to address whatever is stressing people out with real estate.
All righty.
You take care.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. I hope I have Doug in Westminster. Is this Doug?
It is. So, I have no idea whether I'm right, but I'm guessing 14 days.
Wow, this is really interesting. So that is a great question. That's a great guess, too. Sadly, you're not relieving my wife's anxiety.
No, I was really counting on you. Come on, Doug, help me out here.
Oh my gosh!
You're counting on the wrong guy.
And the guy before with the 25th power, whatever, blah blah blah. Oh my gosh, is it really that complicated to get an answer to get this answer, John?
Let me ask you a question.
Sure. Yeah.
This is kind of like, if you're really upset about this is kind of like the guy getting upset, asking the time of someone else and being upset that they don't have a watch.
You know? That's, you know, fair enough. Not going to disagree with that, Doug. That's hilarious. I'm using that again, but I'm not going to. I'm going to say I made it up, just
you're
so you know.
Steal it from him, huh?
Exactly. That's from our R&D department, which means rip off and deploy. So there you go. But well, listen. Thanks for your call. And again, I'll tell you like everybody else. We buying and selling. It's stressful. The more people know, the more they plan ahead, the less stressful it is. So if you got any questions or friends do, and you have ideas for shows in the future where we can help relieve stress in buying or selling, we would love to do that. So give us a call again, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for calling.
All righty. Well, we are talking about relieving stress in real estate, but also I'll give it out one more time. The puzzler for the day. Guy has he bought a house. He loved it. Backyard is bare dirt. Goes to the nursery. Salesman says a new product, plug of grass. He takes careful measurements for the guy's lawn and says, you put one plug in the middle of your yard, it will double in size every day. And in 30 days, it will fill the lawn, and you got to spray the edge with a rester so that it won't keep growing and fill all your house and your neighbor's lawns. So the guy says, I want two plugs so I can get it done faster. If one plug takes 30 days to fill his lawn, doubling every day, how long would it take if he starts with two plugs? Call in 410-992-6680 and spare my wife the agony of trying to figure out what the thing is. So, yes, Ann, you had a question.
Yeah, I was going back to the costs. You know, pricing and that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Like the business part of the show. That's right.
The whole purpose of the show.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
Besides just, you know, throwing out these
and
puzzles
goofy, exactly.
That are like practically impossible to solve. Anyway, so we talked about the four things that do influence price. John, please tell us what are some of the things that don't influence price that sellers might think that do.
You know, that's true. Well, that's a good point. So the one I love the most is, hold on a second. Angela, I know you're going from our seminar page, and I don't even have it in front of myself right now. Well, that's in the first part of the, anyway, yeah, there you go. She's handing me my notes, and then we got a couple of callers, so we go. Yeah, the things that do not influence price. One, if you have a refinance appraisal. Two, if you have an internet value like Zillow. Or three, however much money you want or need. We all the time get a seller saying, I want so much money, but the buyers don't care what you want, just like you don't care what they want to pay. What counts is what it's actually really worth. So we got a couple of more callers. I am going to hopefully get Peggy with an answer to the question. Is this you, Peggy?
Yes, it is.
Well, Peggy, before you give the answer, I just want to give myself credit. New radio host here, and like I'm 4 for 4 in terms of getting the names right when I answer the phone. So, but now it's not about me, it's about you. Go ahead, Peggy. What's your answer?
28 days.
28 days.
Oh, Peggy.
Come on.
That's pretty
Peggy.
Good. I like your logic. That is actually not the answer from Car Talk.
No, I was counting on you, Peggy.
No, that's for two, right? For two, wouldn't it be 28 days?
I see where your logic is going. If I was your math teacher and you were showing your math, I could take a look and see where we are. But that's not it. So thanks for calling. Be sure to call in future shows. Thanks
darn.
So much.
Okay. Thanks, Peggy.
All right. So we're going to try to get everybody else here. So we have, let's see, I think this is going to be Matt in Columbia. Is this Matt?
Yes, this is Matt.
Matt.
It should take one less day. That'll make it from 30 down to 29.
Matt, can you feel the warm virtual handshake coming across the phone?
Oh, my gosh.
It is exactly 29 days because you just, babe, maybe you just got to throw your brain out of, you know.
I know.
It's basically if it doubles every day.
Yeah.
Then he starts with two. All he did was.
Duh.
Yeah. Matt, I mean, tears of joy are streaming down Angela's face as I speak. They really, well, actually, I'm lying a little
Matt.
But, you know, it's close enough.
You have a great show.
You're my
well,
new best friend.
Thanks so much. Yeah, right. So tell everybody else. So next week we'll have more than, like, you know, six people listening. Take care, Matt. Love you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, Angela, Saved by the Bell, huh? Yeah, I know.
Now we know. And it, of course, it makes perfect sense. Double in... Isn't there a riddle about pennies?
Yeah. It's the Chinese. Yeah. The, you know, it's a lot of different cultures. I think it's some Chinese warlord or whatever. And, you know, the guy does a great feat. And so, what do you want it? And he says, well, all I want is like one grain of rice, but double it every day for 30 days. That's all I need to be paid. Uh-huh. And the king finds out, geez, it'd bankrupt his kingdom if he did that sort of thing. But yeah. But anyway, well, good job to Matt. Good job to everybody who called in. Appreciate that. And like I say, we absolutely, Angela and I, we've been doing this for 35 years. We absolutely know what we're doing in terms of helping people buy and sell. And we absolutely usually know what we're doing in being entertaining and funny. But we are wanting to make a show that'll be meaningful to people. You know, hopefully help our business at some point in line too. But we want it to be meaningful and entertaining. And so anybody listening, you got any topics that you'd like to hear about in the future, let us know. And also, I always like to let everybody know as well that if you really like the show, absolutely be sure in and call the station and let them know. And if you don't like the show, why don't you go ahead and keep that to yourself, huh?
Gosh.
That is pure my dad's.
You're
start to finish. My dad's ghost lives on, for better or worse, probably mostly worse, but a little better. Anyway, so there you go. That is who we are. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so, great. So I shot my wad before the thing was over. The guy says, we got a minute left. So you poor people, this is now you get to hear me start, you know, my hand puppet show, which really doesn't exactly translate over the radio waves. But yeah, I mean, actually, it's not a bad time to say. I am, like, true to the bone, I'm a talk radio junkie. I listen to WCBM all the time. And unlike the announcer earlier, I would say the views expressed on this show should be the views of the station and all the listeners. But serious as a heart attack. You guys, if you listen to this show and you have any questions about real estate, I don't care if you're buying or selling it or not, but if you have any meaningful questions that we could address on a real estate radio show, I would love to do that. Because, yeah, we like to have fun, but we also like to answer people's questions. We really do.
Well, we like to help people.
We do.
This is such a business where you really can help people. Because, you know, what are the three, you know, the basic needs? Food, clothing, and shelter. So, and we love to help people with helping them with their shelters.
That's exactly right. And, oh, thankful dear heavens. Here is our radio exit song, so you can all carry on the rest of your daily affairs.
Yep. Tune in next week.
You betcha. All right. Take care. Love you guys.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.